Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. This is our prequel for our freefoodandmedicine.org podcast. So after we're done with this 30-minute recording, if you want to hear the rest of the story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click on podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the full version of this recording. Thank you very much, and here we go.
And here we go.
And here we go. I never know if the recording's going to play or not.
Yeah, it was like echo factor when you started to do it and it took over.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. So I'm just like, do I wait? Do I not wait? Anyways, I don't know. This Blog Talk Radio is only to advertise our podcast. And after we get like 60 recordings, we can't record anymore unless we give them more money. So we're only going to do 60 of these. And then we'll just do everything on our end, which is freefoodandmedicine.org. So what's today's topic?
I don't know. I suppose pokeberry would be good, but I have to do some research. The reason I say pokeberry is because, did we?
Go ahead.
Did we talk about pokeberry before?
No.
Well, pokeberry would be one of those things that Rothkrantz would call strong medicine. You should be an expert before you go using it. You know, so don't just go out and eat it willy-nilly. People do make a thing they call poke salute. So I can't even say it right. It sounds like poke salad when they say it, but it's not spelled that way. It's spelled with a T, not a D. Basically they'll gather the young leaves just coming out of the ground, and they'll prepare them a lot like you would asparagus. Okay. I'm just going off the general knowledge. I'm not looking at a book. Just the general knowledge would be, once it starts showing purple veins in the stalk, then you don't want to use it. Okay. The root, I'm not sure what the root is, what it has in it, but it has, I'm not sure what the plant has in it as far as the chemicals they call poisonous. All right. But the root has the majority of it in it. All right. There's enough in the whole plant to make you sick, all right? But the root has the most of it. And if you're using it for a medicine, the root is what you want to go for, and you better know what you're doing, because it possibly could kill you if you didn't know what you were doing, all right? But that said, I have eaten the berries from time to time, and I know that there's recipes out there for making pokeberry jelly
and pie,
and I've eaten the berries, about a half a handful of them, whenever I've gotten a cold or a flu and they happen to be available. I'd pop about a half a handful of these in my mouth, and I'm not endorsing that everybody should do this. All right, what I might suggest is that you test it by maybe squeezing one of the berries under your tongue and let it soak there for a little bit, and then spitting it all out. And if you don't get sick from it overnight, then maybe the next day actually try a berry. You know, in other words, try with a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more, just to see if you get a reaction from it. If you don't get a reaction doing that by the third day, you're probably okay with it. And that's a good general rule for any strange plant that you see out there and you think it might be a good idea to try to eat it. All right. You know, give it the 3-day test. you know, you, by the third day, you'll probably know you're going to have a bad reaction to it, and you won't have taken enough to poison yourself unless it's something like the Death Angel mushroom.
Right, or hemlock.
You know, you might get away with this with hemlock as well. I'm not sure. This is the rule of thumb that my grandmother used in order to determine if something was safe to eat. And it seemed to have worked all of her life. She lived to a good ripe age. She passed it on to me, and that seems to be working for me. So test it first before you take my word for it being medicine. Now, that said, I did find out I usually crunch and eat the seeds of every fruit and berry I eat. So, you know, when I eat an apple, I eat the whole apple and I grind up those seeds with my teeth. All right. I eat an orange, I eat the orange seeds. I grind them up with my teeth. All right. I eat the whole thing, except with oranges. I don't eat the skin because they usually got sprayed or something. But if I get an organic orange, I'll eat the skin too. All right. Pokeberry seeds, I do not grind up the seeds because I found out the first time I ground up the seeds, I got pretty sick. I wanted to throw up pretty badly. All right. I don't usually get that reaction from food. So I simply do not grind up the seeds when I eat pokeberries. So there you go.
My two cents on that. I don't really know much about it, except I was told, and I don't know if I was told about the color, like when it starts changing color, but I was told when it starts to fork.
Oh, okay.
Then you can't eat it anymore. It's toxic.
Right.
That being said, it may not necessarily be toxic if you use it in minute amounts as a medicine. But again, do your own homework.
Yeah, do your homework. It'd be a strong medicine. And one of the things that it has been used for is a cancer cure. So, you know, it might be cancer specific. I don't know. But, you know, if you're a cancer sufferer, you should probably look into all the different strange foods and plants that are claimed to be cancer cures, and see if you can find one that meets your particular need. You know, and poke root might be it. I'm not saying that if you got cancer, go out now and grate up some poke root and eat it for your salad. Honestly, that probably would kill you. All right. I'm saying do some research and find out how to prepare it, how to use it, you know, and do testing. Don't just go with huge doses at once, you know. Take your time with it and see what it's doing to you. You know, if it's doing good things, great. If it's doing bad things, you know, back off, you know.
Kind of like vitamin C with rose hips or any vitamin C for that matter. If you start taking too much, you start getting diarrhea, or getting a soft stool, then you know to back off the vitamin C.
Yeah, except an overdose of vitamin C ain't going to kill you.
No, it's just going to give you the runs.
You'll wish you were dead, but you're not going to die.
Right. You'll live in the bathroom if you overdose on vitamin C. But I mean, I'm using that as an example.
I understand.
You know, you can regulate yourself. In the case of vitamin C, you can regulate yourself by your regularity. But in other things, you have to do different style of testing in order to figure out if you need to back off or take more. Just like vitamin B, when it comes to niacin, You know, if you're getting a flush, you know it's working.
Yeah.
According, you know, yep. Depending on what niacin you're taking, there's two different kinds. So,
yep.
And from what I understand, if you don't get a flush, then
up the dosage.
You need to
or
up the
it's or your source was no good.
Or your source was no good.
Yeah, they lied to you. There was no niacin there.
So, yeah, you can figure it out for yourself. You don't. Yeah. The other thing that I've noticed and have been taught, you know, the goats eat pokeberry, and they love it. So it's obviously not necessarily deadly, but. You know, the goats.
Well, they don't eat the plant. They don't eat the plant, but they do eat the berries. They come back with purple lips.
Right. They wait till the berries are ripe, and then they go for the berries. So, obviously, there's something about the berries. Now, goats are different than humans because they're a different race. But, nonetheless, a Native American lady once told me that she dries them out. And what she will do is, you know, whenever she starts getting any kind of pain, joint pain, arthritis, muscle pains, any kind of pain, she'll take a few of those dried pokeberries and pop them in her mouth, not a whole half of a handful like David does, just a few. She'll pop them in her mouth, and her pain will go away. She uses them as a painkiller. So
does she chew them up or swallow them whole?
I think she just swallowed them whole, but I don't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, because
so,
if I chewed those, I'd probably get sick.
Right. So do your homework. Maybe talk to the natives. You know, we're studying to be medicine men, maybe not official medicine men ordained by the Native American Church, but we are, you know, we've been studying this stuff for a long time. And, you know, this is what we do. This is what we love. This is our life, our religion, so to speak. And, but we still always tell everybody to go and do their own homework because some of the stuff can be sensitive. Some of the stuff can be sensitive. So, but
and that's part of our religion too. You must study.
Oh yeah, you must do your own homework, no matter what it is.
Do not outsource your intelligence to others. You know, use your own.
So I eat
consult others.
I eat pokeberry raw. I don't eat the roots. I don't eat the greens. I eat the berries when they're ripe. I don't eat a half a handful, but I will eat a couple or a few at a time. They don't taste as good as elderberries, but they're not bad. So, what did Marcus Rothkranz say about pokeberry?
I don't know. I tell you what, they taste a whole heck of a lot better than buckberry.
Oh, I'm sure. Poke, page 158. Now, 158. Now, if you listen to our previous podcast, we were going to be talking about aloe today. So if we run out of time on our blog talk radio, you'll have to listen to the rest of the story to hear about aloe. We talked about aloe a little bit on last week's podcast, and we were going to continue on this one. But we'll read about poke real quick, and then we'll start talking about aloe. Warning. poisonous raw. Poisonous raw, but powerful healing when used right. So too much is too much. And too much, it's easy to overdose. This would be more sensitive than Golden Seal, even. Golden Seal, you want to regimen yourself with, or you over-detoxify yourself. And you'll basically make yourself susceptible to illness if you use too much Golden Seal. You're only supposed to use it like 2 weeks out of a month. This would be more sensitive than that. Polk contains a compound known as Polk Activating Factor, PAF, which is on the next page. Structurally similar to interferon, PAF also functions like interferon, but unlike the pharmaceutical interferons, PAF is not tissue specific. Therefore, PAF works in multiple tissues, including the liver, but note it can be dangerous at high levels. Warning, all parts of this plant are poisonous if eaten raw. Boil the young leaves and stems at least twice or even three times, throwing away the water from each boiling. The dark, skinny berries, the dark, shiny berries are also edible if cooked. Do not eat the roots. They are poisonous. Or any of the plant, if red or purple, is anywhere on the plant. So when the green part, not the berries, but when the green part starts turning purple or red, do not eat it. Also, only eat young leaves, not old leaves. So the baby shoots are edible.
Yep.
But not raw, apparently.
Got it.
Know what you are doing with this plant. So, yes. Use extreme caution. Again, we've eaten the berries. The goats eat the berries. I've had friends who eat the berries when they're ripe and raw. However, again, maybe only a couple or a few, one at a time. So like David's regimen, take one a day. If that's okay, up the dose to two a day. And see what happens, you know. But don't be very, very careful. Don't take too much. You know, more than a handful is probably too much. More than a half a handful is probably too much. But again, he's saying you can cook the berries. So making poke pie, poke jelly with the berries would probably be perfectly fine.
Find a traditional recipe and follow it.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the royal taste testers, you know, the kings and queens and the other royal people would not eat a thing until their taste testers tested it to make sure it was safe. You know?
Yeah. If I was a taste tester, my king would be dead.
This is true. But they might have had more than one taste tester. Yeah. However, you know, what my point is, you know, look at what other people are doing. If you see them eat it and they're okay, it's probably okay. But don't exceed what they're doing. because that probably is not okay. But do your own homework, you know, things like this. I have eaten a couple at a time. If you see me eating a couple at a time, it might be okay for you to eat a couple at a time. But I wouldn't go more than a couple. You know? So, things like, and a lot of people like our tree boss. I tried to get him to eat some elderberries the other day, and he was like, no. I'll be okay. I'm all right. You know, he's in alternative health, but he wouldn't eat the elderberry until I ate it first. Then he tried it, and he was like, oh, that's not too bad.
Right. Yeah, he had to see that you would eat it first. And that's actually kind of smart.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. If you know, wait for – maybe not so much elderberries, even though the New World Order wants you to think they're poisonous too. When it comes to things like poke and other sensitive plants, watch and make sure that that the person that's saying it's edible eats it before you eat it.
Well, honestly, elderberries, half the books say it's poisonous raw, half the books say it's poisonous cooked.
Right.
It's poisonous neither, but you know, this, you know, you find books that say one or the other. So there's some confusion. I mean, comfrey is supposed to be bad for you. Well, comfrey induces tissue growth.
Right.
You know, it has this name, knit bone is another name for it, because you don't need a cast if you're using comfrey. Bone will grow that fast.
No way.
You know, but, you know, you're not supposed to eat it because it's bad for the kidneys and the liver. You know, I suppose if it damaged your liver, it'd cause your liver to grow so fast, they would replace it from all the damage it did. Because,
right.
I don't know. I Yeah.
So, aloe. It's on page 348 and 349. We'll be talking about aloe vera and also cape aloe, C-A-P-E, aloe. You have your book on you, or are you in the dark again?
I'm in the dark. I'm always in the dark.
Well, I'm not going to read two whole pages.
I wish I had my book handy.
All right, fine.
Well,
I'll try and read two whole pages.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'll start with cape aloe, since that's one that people are probably most likely not familiar with. Cape aloe, it's also called bitter aloe or red aloe. Originally from South Africa, now also in Southwest U.S. This is a much larger, more aggressive plant than aloe vera, sometimes having stems reaching over 12 feet tall. The leaves have bigger thorns and hold 20 times more bitter sap, has a red flower stalk, famous for its laxative properties, has fiber, lots of fiber, stimulates
spell it.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it. P-E-R-I-S-T-A-L-S-I-S. Peristalsis. Anyways.
Yep. I'm lost.
Stimulates whatever that is. Soothes,
yeah.
Cleanses, and detoxifies toxic poisons from the intestinal tract. There you go. All that garbage that we eat, like food paint, and high fructose corn syrup and flavored cardboard. Anyways, this will help get all that stuff out of the intestinal tracts.
In other words, you're not going to feel good eating it at first.
Perhaps. Well, it says it soothes and cleanses. As long as you don't eat the pokey parts, that will kind of hurt going down. Anyway.
Yeah.
Relieves inflammation. It is more polysaccharides, has more of those, has more vitamins, more minerals, more amino acids than aloe vera. It's like super aloe vera. Super aloe vera super califragilistic. Anyways, okay. It's a super aloe vera. Helps stimulate white blood cell production, heals wounds, inflammation, and skin issues. Good for detoxifying old crap from the bowels and the body. Used for eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, genital herpes, Seborrhea, 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 whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Helps with red eyelids, helps the gums, helps ulcerative colitis, lung cancer, low blood sugar in diabetes, tightens the skin, high in antioxidants, contains aspirin-like compounds for pain relief, may cause some cramping as it works on intestines. So it might cause some cramping while it works on the intestines. Do not take while pregnant. So, that
right.
is Cape Aloe Vera, and we're almost out of time. So, to hear the rest of this story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org, where I've got everything updated except for this podcast. I'll get it updated as quickly as possible when we are done. All right. So long.